Thank you. from Mesopotamia. But it originated, it was disseminated to the Asia, and then it first was born in China, and then it also went to Japan and South Korea and have different names. But basically, it's just four string. And then its baby is called guitar, so we can also play it like this. Region of guitar, and then it went to the Western world, so it became two more strings, and then the six string guitar, it became a four string bass, so it's like a whole family. Yeah, but this one is having string rival strings, so it's like it sounds as guitar. It's not Spanish guitar.
You can't see it. Any other questions before we
Yeah, I see only three pegs, is that right?
Only three pegs, is that correct?
Three strings?
It's four strings.
Yeah, it's four strings.
Oh, yeah,
sorry,
I've
lost it.
What is the piece of paper?
But you had it tucked into the strings like prepared instrument or something.
Nah, it's just like a very random.
The question is, what is the type of wood?
Oh, wood.
was that the question? Yes.
I don't know how to call that, but we call it red slavery wood in Chinese. I don't know how to call that in English. And it's not hollow, it's all solid, so it's very heavy.
Any further questions? Thank you so much, that was really amazing. All right. Yeah, I can all right.
Thank you.
to share with us about the set? We didn't even get a chance to talk before you went on. Or are you happy to leave things as they are? Yeah? Great. I think people who are in the room got to see some of what's going on, but of course the radio listeners have no idea what they were listening to.
So we both play a mix of acoustic setting sounds with electronic sounds. In the first piece, there were both three improvised pieces. In the first one, I was just playing my cymbal as an acoustic instrument, and Yushin was playing all different stuff that I'm not smart enough to understand and explain. And for the second one, we were playing this IKEA stuff that yes, that she drilled to put the strings and the contact mic and different objects to work around it.
Yeah, so we're both students from Martens Conservatory, and our research is kind of focused on how to let the objects sound. So I change my instrument like each 1 or 2 months. So this session is a shelter but change into a guitar. So I take the components from guitar to review the shout. So it's a shelter, something like this. Yeah. But I also change the string into fish wire and copper string, something like this. Yeah.
Are you also like changing the tension on the strings while you play it?
I see
that. No, walnut shells.
Yes.
What else we got? Okay, last little word for the people who can't see but who are listening. What else do we have on the stage here?
So
everything is we buy from the second-hand shop, so it's super cheap. Like also this whistle, Irish whistle, I buy from Tube Switch in Ireland. It's a second shop. For €3. And also like all of this is €1, €1, €2 or something. So we like to go to that place or just go to the trash to find something interesting. Yeah.
Also so sustainable.
Thank you. And sticks?
Yeah. So those sticks. Actually, you can buy those things, but my teacher was like, why don't you try to make them yourself and figure out if it works? And it's basically like the crazy balls, you know, the bouncing ones. That I had like in my own town, like a box full of it. And this is the advice. So actually, also this thing is like 5 year old daughter, maybe. And yeah, but the philosophy behind is like try to make something beautiful out of something, out of whatever we can have. It's not about being fancy.
Well, it's nearly midnight, which means that it's nearly been 6 hours since we began the 25-hour radio relay, which means that we only have 20 hours to go. And I think now is a super nice time to share one of the recordings that we received. And this one has a little story attached to it, so indulge me for a moment. But the next piece was made by Noiser, a Rotterdam-based artist. And she has produced for us a mix of iPhone recordings that were taken at concerts in Amsterdam, a series of concerts called Weather Report. I don't know if anybody here has ever been to a weather report. It's a really beautiful night, always on a Sunday, always for free at Bar Theo, run by Sarah Campos. And it was just exactly the spirit of what you see here, people experimenting with something new, people trying stuff out, super casual, super social, really important Amsterdam series of gigs. And tomorrow is the final ever one. So, after you finish being here at 6 p.m. and celebrating with us, you can jump on the train and head to Amsterdam and go to Bar Theo and be at the historic last occasion of Weather Report. Let's listen to what Noiser has made.